Penguin Random House Audio presents Hot Pursuit by Stuart Woods. Read for you by Tony Roberts. 1. Stone Barrington stood on a wide expanse of tarmac, leaning into 30 knots of icy wind, holding his hat on his head, his trench coat inadequate to the task of keeping his body temperature in the normal range. It was January in Wichita. He watched as a thing of beauty made a turn and rolled toward him. It bore his tail number, but not on the tail, on the engine nacelles. Its white fuselage bore stripes of blue and red, sweeping back to a night blue tail, emblazoned with stars. It was his brand new Citation M2, for which he had waited 2 years. The form of the delivery pilot, a man named Pat Frank, could be seen in the pilot's seat, having flown the 20-minute flight from the factory in Independence, Kansas. A lineman ran forward and chocked the nose wheel, and the pilot cut the engines, their dying whine leaving the howl of the wind as the only noise on the ramp. Stone had spent the past 16 days in the classroom and the simulator. The content of his life had shrunk to sweating out instruction all day, then ordering room service at night and falling asleep in front of the TV. He wanted the real airplane, and he wanted New York. Now. The door of the airplane swung open and a figure kicked the folding steps down, and Stone got his first surprise of the day. The ferry pilot descended onto the tarmac, and her blonde hair streamed with the wind. "Hi," she said, holding it.